Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to your favorite deep dive into the digital world, Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex labyrinth of today's tech landscape.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking, so you don't have to. Today, we're unpacking a topic that's been buzzing in everyone's ears. And no, it's not just the latest pop song. It's 5G technology.
That's right, Jamie. 5G isn't just a step up from 4G, it's a giant leap for connectivity. Imagine downloading your favorite series in seconds, not minutes, or steering through a smart city that's as responsive as your latest gaming console. That's the promise of 5G.
Hold on, downloading an entire series in seconds? That sounds like a dream during my last Netflix binge. But let's start at the beginning. What exactly makes 5G the superhero of network technology?
Great question. At its core, 5G is the fifth generation of mobile network technology. It's designed for ultra-fast data rates, low latency, and massive device connectivity. Think of it like upgrading from a garden hose to a fire hose in terms of data flow.
A fire hose. That's one way to put out my buffering woes. But what's under the hood? What makes 5G able to handle this fire hose level of data?
Well, it's all about new ways to use the spectrum, network slicing, and edge computing integration. The spectrum is like the lanes on a highway. 5G uses new lanes that were previously inaccessible, allowing more data to travel without getting stuck in traffic.
More lanes, less traffic. Got it. And network slicing? That sounds like something I do to my pizza.
Not quite, Jamie. Network slicing lets operators divide the network into multiple virtual networks, so one slice can be optimized for IoT devices with low power needs, while another could be supercharged for high-speed mobile broadband. It's like having roads specifically for bicycles, cars, and trucks.
That makes sense. And edge computing? Does that mean my data is living on the edge?
Exactly, but more in a sense of reducing latency by processing data closer to where it's needed instead of sending it on a round trip to distant servers. This is crucial for things like autonomous vehicles that need to make split-second decisions.
Speaking of speed, I heard that 5G will turbocharge my online gaming experience. No more blaming lag for my dismal leaderboard scores?
You got it. With 5G's ultra-reliable low-latency communication, or URLLC, gamers can expect near-instantaneous response times. And it's not just gaming. This low latency is a game-changer for autonomous cars and smart cities, enabling them to react in real time.
Wow, so 5G is basically shaping up to be the backbone of the future. But what about security? I mean, with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Spot on, Jamie. 5G does introduce new security enhancements, like better encryption and mutual authentication, which ensures that both the device and the network verify each other. But there are challenges, like the risk of exposing edge computing nodes to attacks, or the diverse vendors in the supply chain creating potential vulnerabilities.
Sounds like there's a lot to keep an eye on. But I'm guessing the benefits of 5G, like enabling smart cities and revolutionizing industries, outweigh these challenges?
Absolutely. The flexibility of 5G, with features like network slicing, opens up a world of possibilities across healthcare, manufacturing, and entertainment. And let's not forget, it's a stepping stone towards even more advanced technologies.
Like 6G, are we going there already?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, 5G is still rolling out and evolving. But yes, research into 6G is already underway.
Incredible. I can barely keep up. But thanks to you, Alex, I feel a little closer to understanding the magic behind 5G.
That's what I'm here for. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We've barely scratched the surface of 5G today, but hopefully you're leaving a bit more informed and a bit more curious.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech shaping our world. Until next time, keep those nerdy questions coming and stay connected. Thanks for listening, and see you in the next episode.